Good morning. It's 5:45, WWIB New Year's Day. Halvo with you between now and 9 and the WIB Wake Up Show and nobody else. I mean, on New Year's Day would be crazy enough to join me on the radio, would they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, in fact,
I think I had to go to bed early last night just so I could be up in time for this.
Yeah, all right. Now, what's your regular bedtime?
I try to get upstairs about 8:30, and then I pretend like I'm going to read for a while, but I usually fall asleep pretty quickly. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's like the, for readers, I mean, for most, that's like the, okay, I'm going to read then. And and then you just nod off, right? You just, I'm tired.
Right.
So,
so 8:30 or 9 is usually when I'm nodding off.
And
so.
even New Year's was no later.
No later. No.
You're just the life of the party, aren't you?
That's a good way to put it. If there was a party in the morning, I might be the life of the party, but not in the evening.
Ben Franklin would be proud of you.
I think so. I think he would. Yeah, I think that being a morning person, as I've said, I really like it, but it's weird for a lot of people.
Yeah. And we've done it in the past. We'll have to do it again as kind of go over your morning routine because I think it's really cool. So. All right, words of the year. So you can go for it. What were some of your talk about your decision-making process and then what you settled on for 2021?
Yeah, so I usually spend several weeks kind of pondering, praying, thinking, paying attention to what's rising for me. And there were a few different ones this year. I think that the two prime contenders were wholeness and beauty were the two words that really came up. But, you know, there were other things as well. Freedom was one that I recall being one of the words that I was like, oh, maybe that's what I'm looking for. But that one kind of disappeared pretty quickly. And normally I have it pinned down by mid-December or so when I start thinking about where I'm heading in the next year. But this one, it took until I think yesterday before I was like, you know what? The word is going to be beauty. And so that was what I settled on for this year. And looking forward to seeing how that develops and shows up as I'm going through 2021.
Have you read Brian Zahn, Beauty Will Save the World?
I ordered it, and I received it yesterday. So that will be a part of my yearly reading. And that's one of the things that I do when I choose a word is I will find books that help me to ponder what that is. You know, the James Brian Smith series a few years ago, Good and Beautiful God, Good and Beautiful Community. I'll probably revisit those. And so I think it really becomes a word I try to marinate in through the whole year.
Excellent. Mine,
how about you?
Yeah. And I don't know, I probably, you got me onto this years ago. I remember us having breakfast at like a Perkins on a New Year's Day. And so it's, we've kind of talked about this over the years. And mine was spirit-led last year, and this year, for quite a while, I felt like relationship. And let me explain. I mean, I hope on this show, every day this year, we underscore the fact that our God is a Trinitarian relational God. Because I'm grateful to Larry Kraft for introducing me to what's called spiritual or relational theology, that it's so key. I mean, I just think every Christian church should mention it every time they gather, whether large group or small group, because I think it's the biggest, most important thing about God we don't give attention to. The Trinity is relational. It was from eternity past. It is and forevermore shall be. And that is so key. And we're invited to dance with the Trinity in relationship and then to have relations with others. And I'll just say, my wife and I had a New Year's Eve conflict of sorts, or at least it was a difficult subject we were kind of grappling over. And I'm not proud of the way I acted during all of that. And it feels good to just even acknowledge that on Christian radio because I feel like so often Christian radio can set itself up to just kind of, this is how perfect I am. And so, you know, I'm still a mess. And, but yeah, I want to just continually be thinking about our Trinitarian relational God relating to Father, Son, and Spirit, and then my relationships with others, and in terms of, you know, in person, but also social media. And so there's a lot to that. So,
yeah, absolutely. And as you no doubt know, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I think it is key to understanding ourselves and understanding God. I had seen you had posted something from Nicole Nordeman yesterday, mm-hmm. Who had said, you know, one of my goals for 2021 is to really see the good in people, to assume they're doing the best they can. And, you know, I think that has a key part with this relational nature, you know, that God created us for relationship and connection with one another.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is the start for the year. And as long as you mentioned Nicole and that tweet that I retweeted, let's go with the tune of hers. Wide-eyed. May everyone be wide-eyed during this 2021. So it's a brand new year and leaving all of our problems behind us, Jason.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to him on Monday. Jason Cairns, check out his website, jasoncairns.com. Well, we have here Dawson Halverson in the studio. I'm not going to say your full name all the time, but Mark and Dawson.
It's good to get it out there.
Father and son, WWIB. Well, anyway, I'm holding in my left hand a plate of mint, what appear to be mint chocolate brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these were left, and one of the things, as you've been here for, I don't know, more than a year.
Yeah.
Year and a half at WWIB, primarily Sundays. But what, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
That's right. And last weekend, it was Saturday and Sunday, too.
We're working you hard here. And you work at Caribou as well, and you'll be there on New Year's Day today. But so these are kind of left. Now, I don't know. I mean, but I've told you, hey, one of the perks of working at WIB is mm-hmm. what?
Yeah, food often gets brought in, often sweet food.
Sometimes it's from coworkers, mm-hmm. right? And other times it's from listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I still have some canned goods in the kitchen that a listener brought by. But, you know, police officers have the reputation of...
of having donuts, and, yeah. Specifically donuts, but, you know, snacking.
But I tell you what, I mean, radio people, I mean, we're not too far behind, right? You've seen a good amount of goodies here.
No, it was, what, like a week ago that there was that whole platter of Christmas cookies as well as the, like, fudge?
Oh, Caleb's family, particularly from his wife, Lindsay. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was when we were in 1 week. Yeah, it was for Christmas Eve.
Right, yeah, that's right. I think right ahead of that when we were in that particular day. And today... So, again, here's the problem, though. I mean, there's so many difficulties in terms of people want to lose weight. I didn't like the number I saw on the scale. I don't know at 19 if you're even concerned about that, probably. No thoughts of New Year's weight loss for you?
I'm content.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
that
good.
I'd like to keep it that way by next year.
I'm not even afraid to say, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm 5'10". I think I've shrunk an inch. I used to be like 5'11". And I at last tipped the scale at the Y. Drum roll, please. 195. It's too heavy. Too heavy. I'd love to get down to 180. Here's the deal. My most successful weight loss really is either if I fast in like, you know, V8 and juice and water or whatever, a little broth. Or if it went to Liberia. All right. And so walking and the heat,
uh-huh.
we had less desserts, less snacks.
No, I remember.
Yeah, I lost like 25 or 30 pounds both times. But short of that, and here's the deal. I'm like, well, I mean, we should probably tap into these mint chocolate brownies a little bit this morning.
I mean, it'd be rude not to.
I mean, they're just here and nobody, you know, we're kind of.
No one else is here to eat them right
it's
now.
New Year's
it's just
Day.
Us.
It's a holiday.
We got to celebrate.
So that's the thing. But here's the problem, Dawson. Michael was in the kitchen in our house last night, and he made, I guess he was calling it a pineapple cake.
Mm-hmm.
It had a bit of a cream cheese frosting. I had too much of that.
How much?
I mean, here's the thing. I saw you have some of it before dinner.
I did.
And what did I say to you? I said, Dawson, you don't want to spoil your dinner. He said, yeah, it's a good idea. And we had a great dinner, takeout from Barachos and Cowboy Jack's last night. But then... I myself did sample a little before I went to get the food, and then after dinner...
Need to take your own advice.
I never yes, hypocrisy. I mean, I did never just cut up a piece, put it on my plate, and had that. The thing was, I just kind of kept at it. Do you ever do that? You just kind of go right to the pan?
Sure.
I saw you doing it before dinner.
You were testing me. You wanted to see if I'd lie to you.
I think that's a father-like-son thing. 17 degrees, WWIB. Oh, the challenges of weight loss for the new year. 10 things you didn't know about New Year's that maybe you were afraid to ask. I don't know. It's kind of historical. And so we'll just briefly touch on some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson, why don't you start us off?
It kicks it off by saying that Finns do New Year's the weirdest in Finland.
Yeah. What do they do?
Each New Year family and friends gather to burn metal in a pan for a ritual called Molly De...
Domancy.
You got it. Molly Domancy. The Finns inspect the shadows cast by the metal by candlelight, as those shapes are supposed to predict the future.
That is weird. Okay, that is weird. Another thing about New Year's you may not have known. The eighth most common New Year's resolution is to improve a relationship. Only around 40% of us will even make a resolution, when nearly all of those vow err on the side of improvement. Start exercising, improve your finances. I've talked about losing weight. The eighth most common relationship drops all the way down to eighth. I already said my word of the year is relationship. And I got all into that with Jason Cairns.
What was his word?
His word is beauty.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there we go. So, all right, what's another one about New Year's?
We celebrate on January 1st because Julius Caesar said so.
Now, this is kind of one of the headlines of this whole deal. Why?
Why do we celebrate on New Year on January 1st? Because our contemporary Gregorian calendar is based on the Julian one, named after Caesar himself. And he made January the first month.
What do you know? Actually, next up, New Year's used to be on March 20th. So that's the first indication of a New Year's celebration crop around 2000 BC in the Middle East. All right, January is named after a god with
two faces.
That is weird. I'd never dug into the month history like that before. Some other ones, we'll just wrap this up here. Southerners eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day for good luck. Okay. The ball drop, I guess it happened, but nobody was there last night in New York, right? And that's been around for how long?
It says over 100 years here. It's actually 113 years.
The New Year's kiss has been around since the Middle Ages. So interesting stuff as it pertains to New Year's. I guess the line from Wizard of Oz, Dawson, is lions and tigers and bears, oh my, right? That's kind of well known, but... we're going to talk about hippos and rhinos this morning, so you got the hippo end of things.
Do I ever? Man bitten, mauled to death by pet hippo. When it comes to owning a pet, there are definite yes animals, dogs, cats, birds, and fish. There are maybe animals, monkeys, miniature horses, pigs, and there are definite no animals, scorpions, wild boars, and hippos. Let's talk about the last one for a moment, a South African hippo.
By the way, I was just kidding that you wanted a rhino or a hippo. Obviously, no, but okay. But I think in Africa, I mean, you did see, for a while, you were interested in having, like, a pet monkey.
I was. Yeah. I settled for a pet mongoose.
Yes, and that was the better way to go, I think.
I enjoyed
we saw
it quite a bit.
Some people who had monkeys, had them, like, leashed up, and it just looked...
not good.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, a South African man was bitten and killed by a pet hippo he called Humphrey. Marius Els would often ride on the hippo's back as if it was a horse. Els previously said of the hippo that the animal was, quote, like a son to me.
Wow, what country?
South Africa.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to Russia, and scientists find woolly rhino remains there. Scientists marveling over a well-preserved woolly rhinoceros carcass in Russia. The discovery was made at a river in August as warming temperatures thawed out permafrost in the Siberian region. Yeah, no matter how cold it gets in January, it could be worse. You could be in Siberia, right? Reuters reports a scientist saying the remains included all of its limbs, some organs, a tusk, and part of its woolly coat. That's really something, isn't it? They believe the mammal may have roamed more than 12,000 years ago. It reminds me of a... I saw a headline. I didn't even get to read this story. And so much of my news consumption is headlines. headlines. But I saw a headline. It was like, top 10 dinosaur discoveries of 2020. That'd be cool to delve further into, wouldn't
there it? There was one thing I was looking at earlier. It was like a scientific discovery, a record that was broken. We discovered a new world's longest sea creature or something. It's like 150 feet long.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's just amazing what continues to... amazing planet we live in, that we inhabit, but an even more amazing God who created the whole thing. Hey, we're inviting you this morning on New Year's Day. Give us a call. The listener line always open for you, even on holidays, even on New Year's. 715-396-1670. Is there a song that you'd love to hear before this kind of get your 2021 off to a good start? Let us know.
Happy New Year. This is Sylvia from Sorona. There's some alliteration for you. However, I would love to hear The Great Obsession, complete with the beautiful instrumental prologue. God bless you. God is in control, and in him we trust. Take care.
Well, Sylvia, this is the only song I find in our music library with the word obsession in the title. From my favorite artist of all time, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Magnificent Obsession, WWIB. May we be obsessed with God in 2021. Well, I thought it'd be kind of interesting as you joined the morning show here a little after 7 this morning. And you'll be back with me on Monday, and I think doing the early stint, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of doubling up today here, and then off to Caribou from 10 until 4, the delicious Java over there.
Mm-hmm.
So stop by, say hi to Dawson. But I like the morning. And Jason Kanz and I talk about this, and we include what we call first thoughts, the best 5 minutes of the day. It kicks things off 5:45 in the morning. We both like the mornings. I mean, you know Jason. I mean, he says even New Year's Eve, he said he went to bed about 8:30 last night.
Mm-hmm.
8:30, 9 o'clock. I mean, I was in bed a little before 10, but you're more of a night owl.
Yeah. Which
talk
makes
to me
these...
about that. What do you, you just come alive? You like, what is the deal about being a night owl?
It's just serene. It's nice. The same things that you've talked about in the morning. It's just like you've had your whole day to like, you know, be busy. You can just sit down, get some work done, you know, look at stuff. Like, you know, it's you, and it feels like it's longer than the morning. The morning, the sun's always going to come up. The night, you can get as much done or stay up as long as you want, and, you know, there's no threat of it ending.
I mean, recently, like, was it a couple weeks ago, you and some friends stayed up all night long.
That was on accident,
well,
but also...
you guys had a great time, and but I went up to get, I know, I was making the homemade summer sausage, and I like to do it on a weekend, because it's 8 hours in the oven at about 175 degrees, and... you rotate it every 2 hours. And so I go up to get it in the refrigerator upstairs. It's 5:45 in the morning, and you guys are all sitting at the table.
Yeah.
All night long. But doesn't that throw your schedule? I mean, that's
That one in particular, that was more than I'm usually willing to go.
I've thought if I had more writing abilities, I've said for several years, the superhero for Dawson is Night Owl. I mean, the idea of this kid who stays up late and then goes out and fights crime and comes home before his parents knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the concept. But anyhow, it has not come to fruition.
Yet. So. Who knows?
What would be kind of the garb for Night Owl?
Huh.
You wouldn't want to have anything. I mean, think about that. I mean, just the whole look for Batman or Spider-Man.
I like purple.
I see Michael's been watching kind of an animated Iron Man the last couple of days. But you like purple?
Yeah, darker colors blended with the night sky.
See, purple reminds me of the Vikings. And it's
can't have that.
Purple is royalty.
Yeah.
How about green with a superhero? Green and gold, the Packers.
Like Green Lantern?
I
don't think it blends into the night sky. Yeah.
And you've got to always think about what's already occupied, right?
Green Lantern, Green Arrow.
I'd love to create the superhero Night Owl.